In business and entrepreneurship, there are three customer types. But these three customer types are also the three different types of people that you are surrounding yourself with. Let me break this down so you understand exactly the right customer types, but also the right people you need to surround yourself with. So whether you're in business or whether you just want to have better relationships, I got the answer for you. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's go. When you have a product or you have a service and you have a business or you're an entrepreneur and you're selling this thing, there are essentially three ways to get a customer and three customer types. The three ways to get a customer is that you acquire a new one, you upsell or upgrade an existing one, or you sell different products to the existing customer, something called cross-selling. That's it. You either acquire a new one, take an existing one that you have and get them to buy something more expensive from you, you upgrade them, or you sell different products to your existing customers. Now, there are typically three customer types. There are the bargain hunters. These are the opportunists. They're only looking for a deal. Then there are the loyalists. These are the ones that'll buy from you consistently. And, you know, they're there. They're always going to kind of be there. And then there are the advocates. These are the cheerleaders, the champions, the people that love your product, your service, you so much that they go and tell other people about it. Now, I want you to think about these three customer types, and I want you to think about how these are also the same types of people in our relationships. You have people that are bargain hunters. They're looking for the opportunity. What can they get from you? How do they benefit from you? You have the loyalists, those people that will always be there for you. They'll be there. They're consistent. You know they'll show up. And the advocates, the ones that believe in you, that will walk through fire with you, that understand what your vision is and want to see you get it done, sometimes even more than you do. They are so pumped and excited about what your vision is that they push you even further. Which customer type, which person do you want to surround yourself with? The bargain hunters? Do you want them? Do you want people that are looking for your product when it's on discount? Do you want them, the people that are only looking to get something from you? Do you want the loyalists? These are the people that you can consistently rely on, but that also, that's kind of complacent, right? Like they're there, they'll support you, but they aren't going to do anything really more than that. Or do you want advocates? Do you want people to go to your show and be telling other people about it? Do you want people to use your app and then go tell other people about it? Do you want people to read your book and then go tell other people about it? Do you want people to be there to support you and push you and cheer for you when you aren't there? How do you find your next advocate? That's the takeaway. No more bargain hunters, no more dream killers, no more opportunists, no more loyalists. Find your advocates. Now go. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.